www.ss.ca for more information.
Welcome to the second half of episode 22 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, standings from the BC Premier Baseball League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, a statement from the BC provincial government on the Massey Tunnel project, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Marcus Drake's Save Point One with Southern Cali alternate ending.
It's 4 o'clock somewhere in Southern California, and I feel like I never left. They say it never rains, so I must have brought it with me, yeah. That, along with a chance of a certain kind of death. My tongue says I should be sitting at the bar, drinking whiskey, inhaling tar. Every breath reminds me I am God. I am God. I'm a different kind of person when I get drunk. So now I'm crying like a baby in my pickup truck. I'm a different kind of person when I get drunk. So now I'm flying down the highway in my pickup truck. Sends me swerving through passages. Swear I know the way, but now I question the memory of it all. Crossroad collision. Thank you.
That was Southern Kelly, alternate ending from Marcus Drake's Safe Point 1. Now I'd like to provide the current standings for the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division at this time. It should have been announced during the first half, but I goofed at the time. The Langley Blaze are first at 20-4. Right ahead of the North Shore Twins at 20-5. The Wally Chiefs are third at 14-7. The Mid-Island Pirates are fourth at 16-10. DBC Thunder are fifth at 15-13. The Victoria Eagles are sixth at 13-11. The Okanagan Athletics are 7th at 15-13, and the Abbotsford Cardinals are 8th at 12-11. The top 8 teams make the playoffs. The Delta Blue Jays are 9th at 13-16. The North Island Royals are 10th at 9-13. The Victoria Mariners are 11th at 11-19. The White Rock Tritons are 12th at 8-23. And the Coquitlam Reds are last at 3-24.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Now I'd like to provide updates for the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a senior A box lacrosse sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players playing in the National Lacrosse League spread throughout North America in winters. Two games were on tap for May 31st. The Victoria Shamrocks bested the host Nanaimo Timbermen 9-6 at Frank Crane Arena, as Victoria was led by Marshall King's 4-goal, 1-assist, and Matthew Gaucher's 1-goal, just bear with me here. Just want to get to the actual score. So, in the game between the Victoria Shamrocks and the Nanaimo Timbermen on May 31st at Frank Crane Arena in Nanaimo, Victoria bested Nanaimo 9-6 with King Marshall's 4 goals, 1 assist, and Matthew Gaucher's 1 goal and 4 assists. Meanwhile, the visitors, Maple Ridge Barrage, tied the Coquitlam 8-X at 9, where Maple Ridge was led by Marcus Claridge's 3 goals, 3 assists, while Adam Noakes led Coquitlam with a goal, 4 assists at Poirier Sports Center in Coquitlam. On June 1st, Maple Ridge bested Nanaimo in a 12-11 barn burner at Cam Neely Arena, led by Dylan McIntosh's 4 goals, including the OT winner, while Ryan Sheridan scored 4 goals, 2 assists for New West to lead all players in offense. On June 4th, Langley thunderstruck the Burnaby Lakers 12-6 at Langley Event Center, led by Chase Scallon's 5 goals, 1 assist, and Caleb Kahn's 52 saves on 58 shots. On June 5th, New West sunk the visitors Burnaby at Queen's Park Arena, led by Hayden Dixon's 4 goals, 2 assists, while Keegan Melanichuk made 13 saves on 55 shots in the defeat. Tonight sees Victoria hosting Maple Ridge. The ball drop at the Q Center in Colwood is at 6:45 p.m.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Here are the current standings in the Western Lacrosse Association. The New West Amabellis are first at 4-0, much like the Victoria Shamrocks, 2 points for a win and 1 point for a tie. The Langley Thunder are third at 3-1, 6 points. The Maple Ridge Barrards are fourth at 1-2-1, 3 points. The Coquitlam Adenaks are fifth at 0-2-1, 1 point. The Nanaimo Timbermen are 0-4, 0 points, with the Burnaby Lakers last at 0-5.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live nationwide, offering a confidential multilingual service 24/7 to connect human trafficking victims and survivors with social and emergency services. We welcome calls if you have tips, concerns, or questions about human trafficking in your community. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call the hotline now at 1-833-900-1010.
Now I'd like to provide the latest from the Massey Tunnel replacement. I will provide a statement sent by the BC government ASAP. Just tweeting it. So, while I try to get the Transportation Minister, Mike Farnworth, for an interview, he was not available. This is the statement that was sent from the Ministry of Transportation and Transit, where Murray Sinclair was the actual sender. The province of BC continues to move ahead with the Fraser River Tunnel project as planned, which will see a new toll-free 8-lane tunnel constructed to replace the aging George Massey Tunnel. The Fraser River Tunnel is the right project for the region and has been endorsed by the Metro Vancouver Board. The project's design team has been in place since July 2024, and collaboration with the province on the final design of the new 8-lane tunnel is underway. Concurrently, the province is working through the environmental assessment process to support construction of the new tunnel starting in 2026. A river road crossing of Highway 99 is not in the scope of the Fraser River Tunnel project. However, the southbound exit from Highway 99 onto River Road toward Ladner will be maintained. While BC has not yet received a formal offer for funding for the Fraser River Tunnel project from the federal government, the province believes the government of Canada should support this important project with a significant financial contribution. We look forward to hearing from the recently elected federal government on this matter.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Are you struggling with an LGBT issue? Every day, PFLAG Canada volunteers are contacted by frightened kids and by angry, fearful, or ashamed parents. PFLAG is Canada's only national organization that helps all Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey police transition at this time. On June 2nd, the SPS tweeted that it welcomed 19 additional experienced officers when Gary Begg, the BC NDP MLA for Surrey Guildford, who is also the Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, spoke to Tom Satoruk of Surrey Now Leader, where Begg said his ministry, quote, is receiving daily positive reports, gratifying with more Surrey police cars, and making great steps at the change that is being sought here. However, Eleanor Sturkel, the Conservative MLA for Surrey Cloverdale, who is also a former Surrey RCMP officer, told Satoruk that she, quote, still would like to see more transparency in the community, needs some more clarity on recruiting, more on pacing of the transition itself look like. As the critic for public safety, I keep pushing to make sure our new police force that for the resources that it I keep pushing to make sure our new police force for the resource it deserves, or along those lines. Last month, the SPS released their 2024 report to the community, which revealed 525 officers and 464 civilian employees, for a total of 989 employees as of April 2025. Also, the SPS spent just under $107 million in 2024, with their budget just over $141.5 million, and currently patrols Wally, the city center, where the SFU Surrey campus resides, along with Newton. The BCRCMP Surrey Provincial Support Unit still patrols South Surrey, Cloverdale, Fleetwood, and Guildford. On June 4th, according to Simon Little and Angela Jung of Global BC, the family of the former Richmond RCMP officer Jasmine Thiera, who committed suicide in February 2021 while being 15 weeks pregnant, shortly after texting that she was being bullied by a colleague, is angry that the male officer in question, after facing an investigation from the Independent Investigation Office, which found no evidence of bullying or criminal harassment that led to Thiera's death, on top of an internal RCMP Code of Conduct investigation, which the results haven't been released to the family, citing the Privacy Act, resigned from the RCMP earlier this year and is now working for the Surrey Police Service. The spokesperson, Staff Sergeant Lindsay Hamilton, said the force was aware of the officer's background, but cited several investigations not supporting allegations of wrongdoing or criminality, which the Jasmine Thiera family rejected as they questioned whether the male officer actually resigned, as he is allegedly a lower rank within the SPS. Filed a complaint with the Surrey Police Board and may take legal action. As for the latest numbers, there hasn't been any updates since April 2025. On the SPS website, it says there are 518 sworn police officers, 7 lower than the SPS numbers in their 2024 report to the community, which revealed 525 officers.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Did you know that LGBT students hear anti-gay slurs an average of 26 times a day? 1 out of every 4 LGBT youth are told to leave home. LGBT youth are more likely to be homeless. 30% of suicides are LGBT. PFLAG is committed to anyone struggling with sexual orientation and gender identity issues. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
The fifth group is LSDXOXO's Dogma. The tune is Superstar.
Everything you do, superstar. Say you don't hate it, but it's on your face. Hey, true blue, superstar. Take it to the head to forget the pain. Hey, too cool, superstar. You ain't a man either, but you clear the plate. Hey, brand new, superstar. Brand new, superstar. I don't wanna spend so loving like heavy metal, speeding like my car. They're watching everything you do, superstar. Say you don't hate it, but it's on your face. Hey, true blue, superstar. Take it to the head to forget the pain. Hey, too cool, superstar. You ain't a man either, but you clear the plate. To disguise you, all I need isn't to despise you. My right hand, lay it on the Bible. I might lose my life just to wait for my revival. I wanna spend my days waiting for a savior. Why obey when I'd rather burn in flames? I've been told nothing is forever.
Thank you for listening to episode 22 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it is Voice of the North. Now to the last tune before 4 is Noem's Pandora's Box. The track is Anger.
Noem's, I need you to dig even deeper. What are you afraid that the world will see? What part of yourself do you think no one can love?
Breathe in. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, online at cjsf.ca. Broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Home of McFog the Dog.